even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. A companion post to this episode containing show notes appears on deadspin.com, and you should send your questions about cleaning, or anything else really, to joliecare@gmail.com, or just chat with me in the comments at Deadspin. It's Halloween, the best day of the year, and so of course, I had to welcome my friend and the author of Basic Witches, Jaya Saxena, back to the studio, and to make things even better, Jaya brought her husband, Matt Lipchansky, along. Hey, Jaya and Matt.
Hi.
Hey. Hi. Hi, friends.
Hello.
Hi, my little double Scorpio terrifying people friend.
We were having sex on the way here.
Yeah.
in a violent.
But like mysterious.
Yeah, mysterious
like,
sex.
Like under a black curtain.
Yeah.
With
there
weapons.
Is a black curtain here, too.
Yeah, we brought it.
We just spent the entire subway ride thinking, how can we mess with Leos?
So you guys, we're recording this a little in advance of Halloween. Today is Thursday, October 26th. I on Twitter was talking about how Scorpios are the natural enemies of Leos, and how I'm convinced that some Scorpio has been messing with me because I got stood up for a date today, you guys. Which we're gonna talk about that over in the bonus episode because we have
some things to unpack.
We have a lot to unpack over in the bonus episode today. But we have a lot to cover in this episode, as you guys, regular listeners, longtime listeners and readers of mine, also and just anyone who literally knows me or anything about me, knows that in addition to cleaning, the other thing I love most in the world is Halloween. I have gone big on Halloween this year. I did a twofer column for my offspring, Ask a Clean Person for Parents column. So the first one was all about cleaning up Halloween candy messes, you know, because it was for parents. So really, yeah. Like, we all make candy messes, but
yeah,
with kids, it's like a whole different, like, level of candy messes. Because kids are sneaky, and they sneak the candy into places that they probably shouldn't be.
Oh, yeah. No, I hid my Halloween candy everywhere, yeah. And then it got melted and horrible, and yeah
all terrible. Children are Scorpios.
I'm still finding secret M&Ms on my desk chair and stuff, so don't. I don't think it's really a problem with just children. That's fine.
I flung a piece of candy corn out of my duvet last week when I was making the bed in the morning, because I had been eating candy corn in bed while watching Vanderpump Rules. Like, yeah, no. Naturally, as one does. I was a little high.
Whatever. We all live our truth.
Yeah, that's right. Listen, you guys know I'm always going to be honest with you about the way that I live my life. So yeah, candy corn just like nestled into like spaces in my bed, basically. And you wonder why I got stood up for a date today. Maybe it's for the best, right? Like, that would have been really embarrassing if someone else had found the candy corn. Like, ooh, what's this? Snack? Thanks. Mm. So that was the first Ask a Clean Person for Parents. And then the second one, which just ran today, was about cleaning up all kinds of costume messes, like, you know, face paint and glitter and all of that stuff. And last week on the Clean Cast, I had James Dell here, and we did costume party messes. So it was a little bit of like my pre-Halloween thing for that. But I was like, look, the costume parties are coming.
Yeah.
And you're going to need to know how to clean them up. So
there's
today,
gonna be fake blood everywhere.
That's right. So today, for the official Halloween episode, we're going to do stuff that's a little bit different from costumes. So we got a lot of pumpkin stuff. We got some wax stuff. We do have some costumey stuff that I didn't cover last week, like colored hairspray and that kind of good stuff. And then at the end, we got a question from someone on Twitter about cleaning
your Wiccan altars, yes. which I have, and I think, Jaya, you have one too, and so we can talk about. the thing is about the messes that are made on altars are messes that are made in other, like, even if you're not a practicing witch, like, there's still messes you might make.
Yeah.
So hopefully
they'll
be
you're messing with another dimension or something like that, and then it's just,
I've definitely messed with some other dimensions. Yeah. The grounding spell that I did earlier this summer backfired a little bit on me. I got basically like thrown to the ground for several months. Oh, it's not been fun. Very, very excited for next year. Before we get into all the Halloween fun, I want to remind you that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show by becoming an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to check out all the packages I'm offering and to select the level of giving that's right for you. Your support helps me so much, and I'd love to hear from you if there are rewards you'd like me to consider making available. Speaking of patrons, I do have a few new patrons to thank this week. So big, big thank yous go out to Jamie Roasting. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Roasting, maybe? Thank you also to Christina Wagner and to Sarah Fitzgerald. So thanks, gals. I appreciate the support. I want to encourage you guys to support me on Patreon, not only because it's a nice thing to do, but because the bonus episodes have been really fun. And if you sign up this week, you'll get to hear about how I got stood up on a first date today. And who doesn't want to hear about that? How is this happening? This is my life. All right, let's focus on some happy things. Oh, first of all, you guys, I have something so happy to tell you. My favorite Halloween candy in the whole wide world is this Brock's mix of, it's called Assorted Mellow Cream, Halloween Mellow Cream.
I think it's just Assorted Mellow Cream, but we have a bowl of it here, and it's amazing.
Yeah. Talk about the name and how it's like the least appetizing sounding.
It's totally
Mellow Cream?
Yeah, it's totally unappetizing, but they're like the most delicious thing in the world.
It's the number one corn candy.
Yeah, so they're it's a Brock's candy, and they're hard to find. But the thing I love most about them, so they're, it's four flavors. It's marshmallow, chocolate, banana, which Matt doesn't like, but I love.
I like banana candy in general. I don't like these.
You don't like these ones, and the best one are the maples.
They have maple, and it's like the two. What? Oh, this
like
is a maple. Oh, it's a maple cauldron.
It's a jug. It's a jug and sheaves of wheat.
Sheaves of wheat as the shapes for the maple ones. And there's a chocolate bat.
And the other one is cat. Chocolate is bat and cat. The banana is corn and the moon. And the
general candy corn flavor,
which is marshmallow.
Yeah,
is two different styles of pumpkins.
Wait, excuse me. The flavor of candy corn is marshmallow?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
It tastes like...
Does it taste like corn, Matt?
It tastes like corn candy. Candy corn. It doesn't... I mean, it looks like corn is why it's called candy corn.
But it doesn't taste like corn.
It doesn't taste like marshmallows. It tastes it's its own thing.
It's marshmallow.
I got to reevaluate this. Give me one of the...
All right. All right, now, of course, I've got a mouthful.
Now we're all chewing on
Mike. We're all chewing. Yep. This is why candy has been banned from the studio.
But it's Halloween.
It's Halloween, though. You've got to have candy in the studio on Halloween.
Excuse me, I'm going to chew off Mike for a second while I taste this corn-flavored candy.
You chew off Mike. I'm going to have Jaya read. We got... I'm going to have you actually read the first three. They're all tweets that we got.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
So you can...
No, that is marshmallow.
Yes! Listen, don't mess with me about Halloween. Do not mess with me about Halloween.
I wouldn't dare.
Okay,
It's my high holiday.
All right, so the first three?
First three.
Ooh, okay.
And Jen is the same person.
Okay, so...
Jen with two N's. Hi, Jen with two N's. She's one of my patrons. I love her.
Okay, so Jen asks... How about pumpkin stains? Like when the meat gets on stuff and it's all an orange hue, cement or painted / stained wood. Then Amy asks, rotting pumpkin stains on concrete. Friend left their jack-o'-lanterns out too long and has two giant gross stains on the front step.
Yep, that'll happen.
And then Jen followed up saying this to Amy. I tried to ask this earlier. I actually just did a ton of pumpkin processing for cooking this weekend and my cuticles are orange.
Which I, of course, immediately responded and was like, oh, my God, here's what you do. Like, I can't leave you hanging with an ugly manicure.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Jen knows, like, the way to my heart. Like, she knows basically, like,
gross stains and colors.
Well, and also that if anyone comes to me with, like, any kind of manicure problem, I'm going to be like, oh, my God, I've got to fix you.
I've got to
fix you right now.
Pumpkins are serious, though. I feel like every time I've made a jack-o'-lantern, like, everything's sticky. It's just, ugh.
But I like the, it's funny for some, you know, I'm so tactile and I can't eat anything with my hands and all that kind of stuff. I knife and fork everything. Like I would knife and fork the assorted mellow creams if I could.
Wow.
But I'm nuts because I can't stand the feeling of anything underneath my fingernails. Just to like bring it all back to the manicure at all times. But I do love carving pumpkins and I love the squickiness of it. And I love the pulling out the innards and. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird, man. Halloween.
It's certainly the grossest squash of all. Like, they're all sticking kind of gross on the inside, but it's, like, the worst and, I guess, spookiest one.
It's also because it's so big.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah. All right, well, let's talk about what to do about pumpkin. There's one of my favorite – you don't have to do this, but one of my favorite answers to the problem of the pumpkin is WD-40. Because, of course, I love WD-40, and I love pumpkin. And I just love the fact that WD-40 is, like, legitimately one of the uses for WD-40 is cleaning up after pumpkin ooze.
Like, it's on the can?
It's literally on the WD-40 website. And at this time of year, every year, the WD-40 Twitter account is amazing. You guys should all be following it. This time every year, they start tweeting out, like, all their pumpkin stuff. So, like, one of the things actually to know sort of wasn't one of the questions that people asked, but just so you guys know, is we're like, well, you'll be listening to this on Halloween, so it'll probably be too late. But you can remember it for next year. Or maybe you want to carve a pumpkin for some other fall holiday, you know? I mean, you could carve a Thanksgiving jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah.
There's no law against that.
We still got pumpkins in November.
Yet.
No one in my family was really into my Yom Kippur jack-o'-lantern.
But you can, if you spray a little bit of WD-40 on your carving tools, it makes the carving of the pumpkin easier and it makes the cleanup of the tool easier because then the guts will kind of like slide off. Yeah. So WD-40 is great. So for use on wood and concrete, you know, this is like when you put the pumpkin out,
on your stoop and
on your natural stone, wood, whatever, concrete, whatever it is. A lot of times, like if you don't put something underneath it, even if it doesn't fully rot, it's just sitting out there in the elements and the bottom can get a little bit, you know, gnarly and leave a stain behind or some flesh or. So what you do is you basically spray. You only need a tiny, tiny, tiny bit of the WD-40. You'll spray it on and then basically just like. Wipe up the whatever matter basically is like left on the stain.
It's very Halloween-y. It's like decaying zombie pumpkin.
Exactly. So that's one thing you can do. But you don't need. I mean, if you don't have WD-40 in the house, first of all, I mean you should. I don't know how you're living. But you don't need to run out and buy some. Actually, you can really just use soapy water and a scrub brush. Like the thing is that you just basically want to like agitate the pumpkin off the surface. And if it's wood or concrete or even natural stone, like it can take a scrub brush. So you can just use soapy water. Our good old pal Dr. Bronner's would be great to use for this if you like, you know, or I don't know, because it's kind of magical. But just like dish soap would be fine too.
An entire Dr. Bronner's label is definitely like an incantation for something.
Oh, 100%.
Like if you read that out loud three times, like something happens.
Something happens.
Dr. Bronner himself appears to you.
Yeah.
We should
he
find
takes
out.
You to his commune.
I would get me the label right now. This is
Julie's
what I need in life. This is what I need in life. If you guys also, I realize I talked about this somewhat recently. But if you guys have not been to the Dr. Bronner's website, you really owe it to yourself to go to the Dr. Bronner's website.
No.
Because it is a trip. It is a total trip. It's rainbow colored and all kinds of weird stuff is going on over there and it's great.
Oh, I'm ready.
It's like a really joyful place on the internet. Okay, so let's talk about the other pumpkin thing, which is Jen's problem of getting the pumpkin-y hands.
Yes.
So basically what she needs is rubbing alcohol. But the, again, just kind of like with what you're doing with your porch, you do want to scrub a little bit. So a nail brush or an old toothbrush. You probably don't want to be using your current toothbrush for this process. It's entirely up to you. But an old toothbrush would be good. Or nail brush, just, dip it in the rubbing alcohol or pour a little rubbing alcohol in it and then just scrub, 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 scrub. And that'll take it off. And, you know, obviously, like, be gentle with your hands. Mm-hmm. But that will take it off. So that's your basic pumpkin primer. Pumpkin, you know, I mean, it's a little gross, but, like, it's actually not that hard to clean up. There's not much mystery. But remember, the WD-40 is kind of one of the big tricks.
So funny.
It's great. my other favorite thing about – so the WD-40 Twitter account, they clearly had either changed their social media manager – or they had a firm managing it and things changed. I don't know which of the two. It used to be better than it is. It still has, like, some bright spots.
You preferred their earlier work.
I did. Twitter account. It was really, first of all, they used to tweet a lot more. They used to tweet daily. They would tweet one of their, I think their thing is that there's like 2,000 uses. Mm-hmm. And so they would tweet daily with a different use, but they would be very timely about the things that they tweeted. So, like, at Halloween time, they would obviously talk a lot about the pumpkin stuff. And then they would, like, around, you know, like Mother's Day and Father's Day, they would always have some clever stuff and blah, blah, blah. But, like, one day, apropos of nothing, like, it was clearly not pegged. Well, you'll understand when I tell you what it was, but, like, clearly not pegged to anything in the modern era. They tweeted that WD-40 is the thing to use to keep the chains on your drawbridge functioning properly. I was like,
you're a drawbridge.
That's good. My drawbridge is broken and I have tried everything.
WD-40.
So people are constantly storming into my apartment. And I'm all
just
out of ideas.
Falling into the moat.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So now we have another question. I'm gonna have Matt read this. This one is another one that came in on Twitter.
Okay.
So you guys, I told Matt that I saved there are two sexy questions, and I saved them both for Matt because mm-hmm. this is his first clean cast.
Gotta do your sexy.
And I was like, I'm throwing you in the deep end on the
Which
clean
one?
Cast. The one from Jackie.
Jackie. Okay. Yeah. Should I speak lower? Like in a? We're just gonna do straight. Okay.
However you want, dear.
Yes. Jackie asks. Body paint on the wall after costume-induced spontaneous stand-up sex?
Woohoo!
My apologies to the San Antonio Wyndham Garden Hotel for not asking you about this prior to committing the crime.
I also
Can we just get San Antonio Wyndham Garden Hotel just like...
Can we get them to comment?
Yeah. I'm gonna send them the episode and see if they'll tweet it out.
Just real quick, I just want to give it up real quick for Jackie.
Yeah, nice give it
job.
Up for Jackie.
Give it up
Good
for
job.
Jackie.
We too are sorry to the San Antonio Wyndham Garden Hotel.
I love that I just Jackie is one of my pals from one of my Housewives Facebook groups. As a friend said to me on one of our back channels the other day when some New York media gossip showed up in one of my Bravo Facebook groups, and I was like, took a screenshot and sent it. I was like, oh look, like it's made it into one of my Bravo Facebook or into my Bravo Facebook group. This friend was like, you're in a Bravo Facebook group, prayer hands, and I was like, oh, I'm in like five of them. So Jackie's in the Watch What Crappens one, and which is the name?
So casually you drop that.
Yeah, well, which is the name?
Oh, it's just my Watch What Crappens group.
It's the name.
We're all in one.
It's the name of this Bravo podcast that I love and listen to, and I'm friends with the two co-hosts, and in fact, one of them has been on the show. Ronnie Karam has been on the show to do Housewives messes with me. It was really fun.
Is that just throwing wine in each other's faces?
That's literally exactly what it is. But Jackie is extra special because she is also the one who makes me all of my Bravo tank tops that I wear to the gym. So she made my I'm above you, you're beneath me, I'm James Kennedy tank. She made my Stassi AF tank.
Stassi AF.
Which Stassi has retweeted a photo of me wearing that tank top because I happen to be wearing it on her birthday.
You and made it.
Tweeted, yeah.
Oh
and
my
so
God.
Stassi follows me on Twitter now.
Hey, Stassi.
Hey, Stassi.
You are now Stassi
I am Stassi AF. Stassi. not a Scorpio.
That's impossible.
So, so in any event, so I love, love, love Jackie. Her
stand up sex.
If you stand up sex. If you guys want t-shirts, Bravo or otherwise, she can do anything. Find her on facebook.com/velvethammer87.
And also, wait, shout out specifically to stand up sex, because that shit's hard.
That is hard.
Also, I'm not, I don't do, like, it's not planned. Like, yeah, like that's crazy.
I'm not a stand up. I'm a bent over kind of.
I'm extremely tall, so it's kind of like. Yeah. I'm very tall and not extremely strong, so it's kind of like, well. My options are limited as a very weak, tall person.
All right, let's talk about the body paint on the wall. So last week we talked about the denim dye on the wall from the two girls who were grinding on the wall during the costume party.
Nice.
For literal hours and left a denim butt print. yeah, I mean, listen, we the shit gets real on this show.
I love how horny your listeners
are. Constantly.
That's the lost verse from High Hopes, is that the girls trying to make the denim print on the wall, so they ground all night long.
I mean, listen, at least someone's getting some, right? I'm sleeping with candy corn and getting stood up on dates. So, like, thank God for my listeners, right? Okay, so kind of just like with the... with the dye runoff that I talked about last week, a magic eraser will do the trick. So let me reiterate just quickly how the magic eraser works. It is indeed made up of magic, and this week, because it's Halloween, we're not going to talk about what I also really know about it, because we're just going to say it's magic. The way you use it, you get it wet, you squeeze it out so that it's not dripping, and then you use it just like an eraser. You rub it against the wall. Just like an eraser, it will disintegrate. That's normal, and you should expect for that to happen. The only big thing that you guys need to know about the magic eraser is you always want to test it out in an inconspicuous spot before you go wild on erasing, because you should think of it as being akin to a very fine sandpaper. It will take a little bit of a layer off, so it can cause damage. It's safe on most surfaces, but there are some surfaces where it will take off a layer of paint and create an uneven paint job, and you don't want that. So always test it out. That will work. Really, actually, even before you even get into the magic eraser, I would suggest grabbing an old rag and just making a little bowl of sudsy water and just washing the wall with a little bit of sudsy water. Again, you know, just like I was talking about with the pumpkin stuff, diluted dish soap or a little Dr. Bronner's. The one thing you do want to think about when you're trying to clean up body paint, however, is that you don't want to be smearing it. So first of all, your rag should be fairly well wrung out so that you're not adding so much water that you're basically turning it into a watercolor, because that's just going to make that's just going to make the paint spread. So you want to work in small sections and not sort of smear all over the walls.
Or you could smear so evenly that it just looks like the wall is one version of whatever color it was.
You could do that.
And the hotel will never know.
Or you put in so much water that you do make it a watercolor and you add value to the room.
Yeah. There you go. The artist.
Now it's a boutique hotel.
The artist himself has weighed in.
Yeah. I know all about this stuff.
Yeah. So the last thing to mention are two of my go-tos for sort of like the inks, the dyes, the paints, all that kind of stuff, which one is rubbing alcohol. So if it's like really stubborn and it's not coming off with just sudsy water, try rubbing alcohol. The other is my good old pal ammonia. And one of the reasons that I specifically want to mention ammonia with this kind of stain is that body paint tends to be on the oily side. And ammonia is very good on oil and grease removal. So those are two things to mention. If you are going to go the ammonia route, my usual warnings apply. Wear gloves, work in a well-ventilated area. Don't mix it with bleach, unless there's a Scorpio in the room you need to eliminate, in which case go ahead and mix them and then just leave the room.
You're going to end this podcast by putting like a bowl of bleach and ammonia on the table and running away. Jolie's got it out for us.
Really? Jeez.
No, you have it out for me. I'm just protecting myself over here. So that's just two
teeny Scorpios.
Yeah, I know. Listen, I definitely know you have gentle rising signs. I know that's the only way. That's the only possible explanation for how we're such close friends. And you've never actually tried to murder me.
That you know about.
Well, that's exactly it.
Mysterious.
All right. So listen, while these two are plotting how they're going to murder me without me finding out about it, this is a good time for us to take a quick break. Jaya, Matt, and I will be right back with more about your Halloween messes. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr, and I'm joined by Jaya Saxena and Matt Lipchansky. We've been talking about Halloween. Jaya, you know what we forgot to do? We forgot to introduce your husband to the audience in terms of saying what he does other than being married to you.
Oh, yeah.
That's the main thing.
Because I realize
that's a really cool thing.
Well,
I mean...
Yeah, it's the most important thing that you do. But I realized when I was saying we have the artist here weighing in, that I was like, oh, wait, we forgot to tell the people
that
you're an artist. So,
Oh, yeah. No,
Do you want to introduce yourself, or do you want Jaya to do it?
I'm mostly watercolor hotel room walls. I do a lot of work in Texas in the San Antonio metro area. No, I'm a cartoonist and the assistant editor of TheNib.com.
Yeah, sure is.
That's me.
Yep.
I know everyone was listening this far into the podcast just to find out who I was. Who's this guy?
Who's this guy?
There's some guy there. He's married to some lady.
He's Scorpio.
Yeah.
He's trying to kill Jolie.
Before she kills him, they're in some sort of twisted murder race. I don't know.
He just figured out the flavor of candy corn.
He was born this morning. He's the world's biggest idiot.
We have another sexy question.
Ooh.
So for Matt to read.
Yes.
The other thing I already figured out is that I'm very sexy. Yes. I'm all about sex and sexy things.
Yeah. Which is Halloween is the sexiest holiday.
It's a sexy holiday.
Yeah.
Is it?
So yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's
it's way sexier than like Valentine's Day.
I was gonna say, that's a good point. I'm trying to think
that's
of like
too much pressure.
I'm like, there must be a sexier holiday because Halloween is also the spookiest holiday.
Well, spooky or sexy.
I was going to say.
The
sexiest thing to me is that I'm going to die one day. this is the Jesse question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jesse asks, hi, Julie. After a Halloween party this weekend, I went home with the 11th Doctor, which was just as amazing as you would expect. The only problem is that despite washing my hair twice beforehand, I now have smudges of red spray and hair dye on my white sheets. I figured I could use bleach, but I'm a little nervous, as I'm sure hard tap water, I literally have hard tap water, this is not a euphemism for semen, and sweat played a part of the stain creation. Any guidance? Thanks, Jessica Rabbit.
I am now going to use hard tap water.
I also like that.
Damn, that's a very good euphemism. Mm-hmm.
I also like that my horny listeners are so well trained that they like automatically insert their own euphemisms. For me, like, because they just know what's going on. I'm very proud of the work I've done here.
It's secretly the horniest podcast out there.
You know what? Actually, one, secretly, yes, it is.
Yeah,
and two, at some point, I'm waiting for some outlet to figure out that, like, the most interesting conversations about, like, gender roles and like, the battle of the sexes and all that stuff is happening on this little cleaning show.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much of that happening, right? And someday someone will realize. Maybe Jaya will write about this.
Ooh.
You could write about this.
About the gender. I mean, there's a lot about that around cleaning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
That's just like And, you know, on hard tap water everywhere.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously I've dedicated a lot of what I do to writing about cleaning for men. And I make sure to, the show runs on Deadspin. I make sure to keep it balanced in terms of gender, but if anything, like almost a little more skewed to men. That's really important to me. So yeah. I don't know. There's interesting stuff going on here. And also we're all just banging each other.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Your listeners are extremely horny for
this
one.
Yes, they are. Okay, so I have a super easy answer for Jessica Rabbit, which again, once more with feeling, rubbing alcohol. So rubbing alcohol is the thing, not only for the colored hairspray, but also for like the temporary dye, which I mentioned because a couple weeks ago, a friend of mine who I work with sent me a photo of herself for a costume ball that she was going to, and she was dressed as a mermaid, and she did full like aerial red hair. She's a blonde.
Oh wow!
And she looked amazing, and she was like, "I'm so excited." She was like, "I went red in your honor because you guys know I used to be red for a long, long, long time, mm-hmm. and then I went pink, and now I'm blonde." I thought I was going to go back to like dark, dark red for the fall. I love the blonde.
The blonde's good.
The blonde is really good.
Some natural tension with the season. Feel like it's time to go. Well, right, that was fall, what
I.
Like...
Yeah, I mean, I thought I was going to keep the blonde through Texas and then come back, and I thought I was going to go kind of like full Gloria Trillo. Mm. And no, I'm still blonde. Anyway, so Una had sent me this photo, and I was like, oh, my God, it looks amazing. And she was like, yeah, it's temporary. Hopefully it'll wash out in, like, 2 washes. And she's like, meanwhile, though, the bathroom looks like a massacre. And I was like, no problem. Got you covered. And I sent her a column I'd written for Racked, like, probably 2016, about, like, all of the rules of at-home hair color and basically, like, how you clean up. So, so first let me talk about the colored hairspray thing. If you get colored hairspray or if you get hair dye on your sheets, and people have heard me talk about this because when I had the pink hair this summer,
it's everywhere.
I like would, you know, get a little sweaty in the middle of the night and the dye would run off onto my pillowcases. So all you're going to do is apply rubbing alcohol directly to the stain, hold the fabric taut under cold running water to flush it through, and then rub the fabric against itself under the cold running water, and it will just come right out. The one thing I do want to recommend, if you don't already have rubbing alcohol and you have to go out and buy some, most pharmacies sell it in a spray bottle, and that was a total game changer for me to buy it in the spray bottle. Yeah. If you've already got a bottle of rubbing alcohol, no problem. If you have an extra spray bottle hanging around, or you want to go pick one up for, you know, 59 cents, that it really does make a huge difference in terms of like using the rubbing alcohol for stain removal stuff. It's well worth it. So that's what you're going to do for the hairspray. I do want to talk about what happens when you get colored hairspray or dye on tile and other hard surfaces. So like Una's bathroom massacre.
Yeah. And I've definitely had that too. I feel like there are spots full of manic panic.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So kind of actually pretty similarly to what you would do with the pumpkin is really the big thing is using a scrub brush, because you want to agitate and lift the dye. You can use an OxyClean solution. That's a great choice. That's especially great for grout. You can use rubbing alcohol. You could also use something like Soft Scrub that has a little bit of a bleach in it and is very good. If you get like a blurb of dye on your countertop, which oftentimes happens, I find that taking the Soft Scrub, it's like a cream cleanser. It's got a little bit of bleach in it. Putting a blurb on the stain and just letting it sit there for like 10, 15 minutes before you go in and scrub it off using a scrubby sponge, really helps with the process. Letting the product do the work for you kind of thing. One other thing I want to say is I'll send you guys over to that Racked article because it's really got everything as kind of a reference point. But if you're going to be using any kind of hair color, whether it's temporary dye, permanent dye, colored hairspray, you really will do yourself a favor if you take a minute or two before you start using the product to do a little bit of prep. So I'm like a I like scrub in before I do any any kind of like, you know, home hair coloring thing. So these are some of the things I recommend people do. First of all, is to remove textiles. So like, take your hand towels, take your bath towels, pick up your bath mat, and just put them outside the bathroom while you're doing this. Because if you get, especially if you get permanent hair dye, you know, on your towels or something, it you can get it out, but it's hard. So remove the textiles. Line the surface you're going to be working on with paper towels. That way, when you're putting down the tools that you're using, you're not putting them directly down on your countertop. If you get a little drop, a little blurb, it's on the paper towel. And the last thing is to have your cleaning products already out and ready for when you inevitably do get a spot of dye on, you know, the tile floor.
Yeah.
So that then you're not like, you've got a head full of dye, you're like digging under the sink to try to find the soft scrub. Like, no, have it out, have the sponge out. And then as soon as it happened, leave a roll of paper towels out to like quickly wipe up spills. You can just go. So that literally, I know it sounds like it's Jolie being Jolie, I know. but that literally is what I do every single time. And my bathroom does not look like someone who has dyed her hair red and pink for the entirety of the time that she's lived in her apartment.
Yeah.
Which is many, many years. Okay. So we've got a few more. Well, actually, the next question is one that Jaya asked.
Yes.
But the truth came out. So here, I'll just have you. I just put it so right. That was your text.
Yeah, it was literally a text message saying, "Help, I blew out a candle last night and the wax splattered all over the wood floor. Am I doomed to scrape it up for eternity?" And the secret was that it was actually Matt who blew out the candle.
I did it. The important part also is that I got wax in my beard when it happened.
Oh, my God, you did?
Yeah, I got burning wax all in my face.
Ouch.
Which was cool.
Oh my God. So yeah, this
you probably like that as a Scorpio.
Yeah, I'm really into it. Sexually.
So it was like a wide scented candle.
Okay.
So it had, you know, a lot of melted wax built up just
like
hanging out
of,
in there.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a taper candle, it was just dribbling down.
Yeah.
And so yeah, you blew into it and it was just like a pool of wax that it was on our countertop and then splattered onto the wood floor. And, you know, it's just, like, hard to see sometimes.
Yeah.
I came up with kind of a good solution, which is we have one of those metal spatulas that are really flexible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really good for scraping stuff up with.
Perfect.
Yeah. I got it all off the counter that way and then most of it off the floor. But the floor is still kind of sticky and weird forever.
No, I did Jolie's thing.
What'd you? Oh, I missed that part. You did it?
Great. Yeah.
Congratulations to you.
What did you do?
I did using the Doobie pad.
The Doobie pad.
Your Doobie pad? Yeah, I use those jazz cigarettes you gave me.
And then she went and ate some candy corn in bed.
Doobie pad?
I'm literally the most uncool person when it comes to this.
That's a dubious pronunciation.
However you call it. It's the sponge with like the plastic netting around it. And I scrubbed up the floor with that.
Doobie pad.
Perfect. Turn
I've
on each other.
Said
I like
it
this.
Out loud before.
It's okay. No, it's I love it.
How do you spell it?
D-O-B-I-E.
I definitely could
Dobie
not.
Pad.
Yeah.
I actually did think it was two O's. I don't know why.
Because I probably read it as Doobie, because it's like that's the familiar word to you. It's okay. I think it's charming. I'm going to tell you, you're not the first person to have made what jokes have been made on this show before
about
the Doobie, the Doobie and Doobie, because okay. Obviously everyone else knows that. Yeah.
What's that?
They know that I'm a stoner.
You are.
What?
I know.
The truth comes out.
I know. And then I smoke Doobies, right? That's my preferred meth.
A whole pad of them.
And then I scrub the floor.
That does sound like something you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although, no, I'm not super motivated when I'm high.
So unusual.
I have a really close friend who used to get high and scrub his grout with a toothbrush.
It's
like his favorite thing in the world to do. Yeah.
That's wild. You sure it was weed?
Yeah.
It's a bottle of weed. It says ADDERRAL on it. And I've been smoking it by taking it in pill form.
Yeah, no, I'm a lie in bed with candy corn and Vanderpump Rules kind of stoner. That's my, yeah. That's my way.
It seems like.
All right. So let me tell you guys the few things that I told Jaya to do. First of all, my first suggestion wasn't going to work because they don't own a hair dryer.
Yes.
But the first suggestion was to soften the wax up with a hair dryer on low and then just wipe up all the wax once it's softened using paper towels. So that's one thing. And then what I also suggested is, you know, Jaya already told you, I was like, then if there's any residue, use a Dobie pad and just like sudsy water, or, you know, you could have used a little ammonia solution or wet Windex, a little diluted Windex would have worked, like anything to clean up that residue. Now, one other thing I did say to Jaya when this happened, and then it was, the timing was perfect because I was just about to go to her book launch event and I knew that I wanted to get her something special. And like magic, this opportunity presented itself for me to get her something that was not only related to magic, but was in response to this question that she had. And I also got to like school her a little on witchery things. So I bought her a candle snuffer so that they wouldn't have to blow the candles out anymore and have wax go everywhere. They won't have this problem because they can use their little snuffer. But the other thing is that if you are a witchy person the way that I am or the way that Jaya is, one thing that's pretty important when you're talking about especially your use of candles for magic or spell casting, which I do a lot of candle magic, is that you want to respect the flame. You never want to blow the flame out. You always want to close it with a snuffer. And there have been times when I haven't had a snuffer and I do the like lick my fingers and point and put it out.
I do that a lot.
That's a fake thing that nobody can do.
I can do it.
I just did it.
You're making it up. No one can do that.
I can do
it's
it.
It's like opening a beer bottle with your eye socket. It's just like a thing you see
no,
in movies.
No, I can't do that. No. But I did it the other day because.
You just do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm a Leo. I'm a fire sign. I can do it. I'm like,
is that what that means? It's like a Captain Planet situation.
I'm like a red priestess.
Yeah.
Me and flames are good. Yeah, that you believe.
Yeah.
Now you believe. Uh-huh. I did it the other day because my snuffer was in the freezer.
Explain.
Well, it's colder.
By the way, like if you open my freezer is insane. It's very organized, but there's a lot of insanity going on in my freezer at all times, right?
Please list the things in your freezer right now.
And it's only going to get worse when Pythia the snake arrives at Christmas time because I will have to keep her dead mice for food.
Are you getting a snake?
I'm going to get a little snake. I'm going to get a little garter snake. Yeah. Oh, and there's Jaya just dropped. She's so excited.
Guess who's never going to your apartment ever again?
Oh, are you terrified of snakes?
I am. Like them. They're very small. They wriggle around.
No,
well,
they're cute.
They're wonderful.
They're good if they're like in a thing.
They'll be in a thing. No, she'll be in a thing. I'm not going to. First of all, you know, I would
like a free range snake in her studio. This is.
You never
know.
Yeah, I don't know.
She'd slither away.
Snake people are weird. Are you going to become a snake person?
But someone else asked me this on Twitter and I was like, become.
Okay. No. I had a very good friend that I grew up with and he had a couple years ago, he had this roommate. And his roommate kept and sold snakes online.
Ooh.
And he was like a snake buyer and seller, a snake broker.
Okay.
And he
Are you still friends with the? Is the person still friends?
Yeah,
with the
I was
snake
at his
broker?
Wedding like 2 weeks. Oh no! I'm still friends with my friend. This roommate is no longer there because my friend is now married with like a lady lives there instead of a snake.
But does
person.
He still is he still in contact with the snake broker? Because I need a snake broker.
I don't know if he is.
Okay.
We can check.
I can certainly check with Warren if the snake broker is still in play.
That would be great.
Okay. Yeah. But anyways, the snake broker would keep like plastic drawers full of snakes. The whole basement was like filing cabinets of
mm-hmm.
snakes.
Yeah.
And sometimes they would just get out because a drawer is not enough to hold a snake.
No.
And
especially the little plastic ones. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, no, they can get right
staples.
Out.
Yeah. And then I just stopped going to his house because I don't.
Yeah.
Who knows? God knows how many snakes are in there. On the
actually, when I was talking on Twitter about getting a snake, and one of my followers shared a story with me that she came home or she went out one morning to take the trash out, and there was a snake by the rubbish bins, and she was like, she freaked out, and then she collected herself, and she called whatever the British version of the like animal control is.
Snake Bobby.
And...
Is that not it? She's laughing like it's not it.
No, that made such a visual in my mind. I'm picturing a snake in a little like
a little hat.
I don't trust a human to police the community.
So the animal control people come, and as they're arriving and checking out the situation, her neighbor came by. He was just getting off of work. He worked the night shift, and she jokingly said to him, "Hey, by any chance did you lose a snake?" Like, she's just joshing around, and he like lit up, and he was like, and he saw the snake, and he was like, "Cornelius!" And it was literally his snake.
My snake.
Cornelius had escaped, like,
oh my Lord,
6 months prior.
Oh, my God.
And had just been slithering around literally 6 months. And this guy...
A snake miracle, Cornelius.
And also just, like, the charm of a snake named Cornelius.
That's very good.
So good.
Just made my heart swell. And I guess the animal control guy, like, in complete sincerity, just goes, "I love a happy ending."
And then the neighbor slid the tweed vest that he had knit for Cornelius back onto his body to signify that he had come home.
So anyway,
God bless the snake bodies.
They're all heroes.
Yeah. So my freezer is insane. It's only going to get more insane.
It's rats. Why do you keep a snuffer in the freezer?
Reason that the snuffer, because this is the last part of the waxing. The reason that the snuffer was in the freezer is because the other way that you handle, so you handle wax in two different ways. You either apply heat or you apply cold. Mm-hmm. And you want to apply one or the other based on basically the thing in need of unwaxing. Obviously, you can't pick the floor up and put it in the freezer. So in the case of the floor or the counter, you need to do heat. But if you get wax on a small object that can go into the freezer, you want to freeze it because the wax will contract when it freezes, and then you can just pop it off. So on my altar, I do a lot of candle magic. I have a set of coasters that my mom brought me back from Ireland that are Cullen coasters, which was my grandma Peggy was a Cullen. And a lot of times when I'm doing my candle magic, I invoke my grandmother. So I use my Cullen coasters to put the candles on, so that they're not directly on my wood altar, which, full disclosure, also happens to be my dresser. So that's why I do that. And then I also have my snuffer, and I store the snuffer on the other coaster so that the wax goes onto the coaster, not that. So every once in a while, I have to pop the coaster and the snuffer into the freezer to remove all the wax. So that was why I was in there. So I had to do the lick my fingers and put out the flame, red priest.
The impossible thing that nobody can do.
I did it. I literally just did this.
Yeah, in our house before.
I watched two people try to do it in our apartment the other day, and they kept trying and failing. I saw it happen.
And then I did it.
No, you blew it out.
No. Right. And then I did it.
Well, maybe I've repressed the memory because it's impossible.
It's not impossible. I'm going to show you. I didn't bring candles. I brought my tarot cards, but I didn't bring candles.
We can go back to your house after this. You could show me because I'm never going there again after this.
All right. Speaking of altars, we have one last question. I think we've gone a little long. That's okay. We'll do this one. We've gone a little long, but it's Halloween. It's the high holy day.
I did actually tell someone in an email, going to get coffee, and I was like, "Oh, I'm like really busy right now because of the holidays. Like, can we do it afterwards?" And I meant the holidays, like Halloween.
Not Halloween, like, and your birthday.
Thanksgiving, and because it is my birthday next week too, and everything. Okay, so the last one.
I love her name,
Crystal.
Her name is
perfect.
Perfect.
How to keep your altar tidy? Mine is always covered in incense, ash, wax, bits of herb or oil slicks. Such a mess. Oh, and crystal care. Crystal care.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm eating a sheaf of wheat.
Care.
So these things are so freaking
care
bright.
For crystal with your altar. Well, I feel like this happens to me a lot, too.
I'm hoping to have you talk a little bit about the crystal stuff, too, because I bet you have some things.
Yeah, totally. But I definitely feel like with the incense stuff all the time, I feel like I've been getting ash everywhere. Yeah.
The good news is you're actually going to use the ash to clean up the rest of the altar, so you're getting, like, double duty, yeah. Okay, so first of all, one thing I want to mention, this isn't actually so much for, like, the actual physical cleaning as it is for the spiritual cleansing. And I think we talked about this last time you were here. I have sage spray.
Oh, right.
And I actually use the sage spray in between when I use my altar for anything, I spray it with sage spray and just wipe it off with a paper towel, basically to clear out the whatever energy of the last thing that I've done. So my, as I said, my altar, because my apartment is so tiny, I don't really have space for a dedicated altar, which I would love to have, but I just don't. So I set up the top of my wooden dresser drawer as my altar. And I have certain things that I keep there all the time. And then when I'm actually practicing, I introduce other things like candles or herbs. And I think if you guys follow me on Instagram, you've seen like there I was doing a beaver spirit candle.
Yes.
For exactly the reason you guys think I was doing the beaver, by the way.
The horniest podcast.
Yeah. I thought it was damn related.
And I had scattered cloves and cinnamon sticks all around it because it was a autumnal equinox thing. So just to give you guys kind of like the picture of like what goes on when we're doing these kinds of rituals. It's frankly not all that different from like Catholic rituals.
No.
And they're all kind of rooted in the same tradition and all that. So, anyway, I use the sage spray in between, one to do sort of like the spiritual cleansing, but also literally cause it's a liquid spray and it like wipes everything up. So that's one thing to know about. I got mine, it doesn't have like a brand name or on anything on it, but I got mine at Om Shanti on 14th Street. Between 2nd and 3rd here in Manhattan. I really like Om Shanti. Microfiber, just straight microfiber with no cleaning products at all, is excellent for picking up ash. It's excellent for wiping up oil. One of the nice things about using microfiber when you're cleaning up, you know, a little bit of essential oil or even actually wax a little bit, is that it can sort of buff the oil into the surface. So if you've got a wooden surface, you're basically oil conditioning the surface. So again, you're using the things that you're trying to clean up actually to make the surface clean. For the wax, usually the wax that you're using, in spell casting is fairly soft. You can just kind of scrape it up or you can melt it away. You can turn the hairdryer thing on it and do that, and wipe it away. Stains are a thing that happens. If you've got a wooden altar, you might get basically those kind of like white water rings. That can happen from, you know, the oils, that can happen from your candles, all of that kind of stuff. So if you do, keep all your ash and mix it with a little bit of softened butter or with mayo and rub that onto the stains and then buff it away with a, you know, soft cloth. That is your removing white water ring solution.
Huh.
That's my that trick, that magic trick, actually is one that was passed down to me by my mother, and it was passed down to her by her mother.
Huh.
And it really does work, and I do use it. And so that's how you're going to keep your altar clean. And one thing to suggest, and I actually need to do this, is it's not a bad idea to get an altar cloth, because then you can just wash the altar cloth.
Yeah.
And so that's something that you might want to consider doing. And for those of you who don't practice the way that we do, you still may find that your dressers have these kinds of problems. You might burn incense just because you like the smell of it, or you might, you know, light a candle because you want to like send a candle and then it gets everywhere. So this is advice for magic and non-magic people. But for the non-magic people, you obviously wouldn't want to get an altar cloth. What you would want to get is you would want to get what's called a dresser scarf, which are sometimes also called dresser runners. They're basically like, and are sometimes dresser doilies too, depending if they're the doily ones.
If you're my grandma, exactly. That,
well, I was going to say, people kind of think of them as like the thing you see in your grandma's house. Mm-hmm. But actually they serve a very functional purpose. So something to think about. You can get, you know, all, there are tons of them on Etsy. You can buy vintage ones on eBay and Etsy.
It's a perfect place to put on top of it a Lucite little piano that plays furlies.
That's your altar. That's
yeah. Okay, so let's quickly close this out with a little bit about crystals and how you clean crystals. Jaya, I want to see if you have anything to add to this. So one thing that I actually just, you guys, I did some like sex magic.
Ooh.
So I had a crystal that needed to be cleaned when I was done using it. And
ask a horny person.
I mean, yeah. I don't know if it's worked, but well, obviously it didn't because I got stood up. It wasn't that guy. It wasn't a love spell. It was just sex magic. Sex magic doesn't always equal love spell.
Love stuff.
Yeah. There was actually a really good article recently in Broadly about sex magic. So if you guys are interested in what sex magic is, go check out the thing on Broadly because it was really interesting. It was really fascinating. You should have written it, by the way. So what I did for that was I gave it a salt bath.
Oh, yeah.
And which I often give myself salt baths, which are very powerful, and I really like them. The other way to clean crystals, to clear them, is to use sage, to light a bundle of sage and pass the crystal through the smoke. You can use the sage spray. So the last time we were here, Jaya was saying that the sage makes, does it make you sneeze?
No, it gives me a headache.
Gives you a headache.
Usually the smell of sage, it's just like a very powerful smell.
It makes me sneeze.
Oh man.
Yeah. And I was at the beach over the weekend, partly because I needed a beach day and partly because I needed to dedicate a new deck, a new Oracle deck that I got. And I like needed to be in the elements. And so, which, by the way, this was a totally normal scene. I'm like just hanging out on the beach at Coney Island at the end of October with a bundle of sage and a silver candle and a bag full of sea salt.
Far weirder things have happened on Coney Island.
Yeah. That is for sure.
I feel like October on Coney Island, if you don't have the tarot deck with you, it's like, what's the point?
Yeah, exactly. This was actually not a tarot deck. It was a Halloween Oracle deck.
Very sorry.
That's okay. No. It was just a different thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, I lit the stage, I started sneezing.
Oh my!
I was like,
I've done similarly. I guess not as similar to sex magic, but I did have a thing where I tried the goop jade egg.
That's right,
the yoni egg, yeah. Which is like it is a piece of jade shaped like an egg that you're supposed to put up your vagina. So it needs a good cleaning before and after, and they recommend you do soap and water, but then before you put it in and then afterwards, doing just a boiling water bath.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something that I've done with crystals, especially if you are like worried about soap getting stuck in little areas or something like that. I mean, you can scrub them and that's fine. Yeah. And I also like doing full moon cleanses.
Yes.
Of just every full moon leaving them on a windowsill or somewhere outside if you can, and then you like put your intentions into the crystals. So if sage is an overpowering smell for you or you want to do something else, you can do moon stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Jaya and I both use selenite wands for clearing, which is a crystal in and of itself, but it has clearing properties.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes, I did use a selenite wand on the jade egg. Was like a whole use your crystals with each other thing.
And the boiling water thing is straight from Gwyneth.
Yeah, the boiling water, so that's just Gwyneth Paltrow. Yeah. Just do that.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. All right, on that note, now that we've boiled our yoni eggs, after doing our sex magic.
There are a lot of very porous crystals. It's important to not let bacteria breathe in there.
Yeah.
It's like a euphemism for being really busy. It's like, I got a lot of yoni eggs boiling right now. I can't. I'll get to that next week.
All righty. So you guys, on that note, I hope you have a very, very happy Halloween with your yoni eggs.
It's my costume.
Actually, that would be a great costume. Halloween
you
costume.
Just get an egg costume and like, you need a hole at the top of the string.
Oh my God.
You guys, first of all, Jaya and Matt, thank you so much for being. This was really, really fun.
Thanks for having us.
You guys know I love Halloween. I was so excited to have both of you here. One of my favorite couples, despite the fact that you're evil Scorpios. and I really hope that all of you guys have a great and super happy and very spooky and very, very sexy Halloween. Please, please, please send me all your stories. Send me pictures of you in your costumes. Tell me about the message you made. Tell me about all the sexy stuff that you got into. One thing that's a little bit tricky about doing the Halloween stuff, especially for the podcast, is that I need your Halloween disaster stories, but those tend not to roll in until after Halloween has happened. So I stockpile them. So please send me all of your stories from 2017 so that come 2018, I've got great stories like the Jessica Rabbit story to pull on. And also, just go and have fun out there and eat some assorted mellow creams.
Yeah. Have a horny Halloween.
Have a very horny Halloween. I know.
Just
I know,
waiting to say that.
I know, I know the three of us fairly well. Yeah. And on that note, that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. If you like what you heard today, and why would you not like what you heard today? Please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson. And selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. Also, a reminder, you guys, we're gonna go record this bonus ep, and I'm gonna talk about getting stood up.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk about Banana Guy. We're gonna talk about the fact that these two are Scorpios married to Scorpios, which is crazy. Mm. We got a whole lot of stuff to talk about. The bonus ups are really where it's at. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show. Weird, 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 weird.
Very cleaning weird show. Cleaning show.
Weird and horny cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. Aru!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.